This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Shalom aleichem, baruch haba. We're continuing in Daf HaShavua, Maseches Nedarim. Daf Nun Hey Amud Aleph. Zak the Mishnah. Hanoidim min Dagon. If someone made a nether from Dagon, literally Dagon means grain, but it could also refer to something that's piled. Aser bepile hamitzvah yaveh. She's aser in the beans of Egypt that are dry. Says the Ran, Hanoidim min Dagon aser bepile hamitzvah yaveh. To keep in the mi Dagon. Sha'oisin mimenu. The kivan, the midgan, since it's piled, sha'oisin mimenu dagan, that you make a pile out of it, svir le the ramer de dagan mikwe. Ramer holds it's called dagan. And divi ramer. So even though dagan usually means grain, but the way the process is that you pile it and then you smooth it. So you also do this to the pile hamitzri hayavesh. Therefore, people call them dagan. And since nadarim holchem acher lashem nei adam, therefore it is considered dagan. Divri Rameir v'chamayim eino aser ela b'chameishas haminim. Rameir, the chachamim say, only the five species of grain are aser. What are the five species of grain? Chita, sa'ira, shifain, shibailas, shual, and chita, sa'ira, wheat, barley, shifain, which is rye, shibailas, shual is spelt, and oats. How do you say oats? What? Oh, kusmin are spelt. So shibolas shul are oats, and a shifon is rye. Yeah. Kusmin, thank you. Rameir oimer hanoidim min hatfua. Rameir says, if someone makes a neder from grain, enoi asr al mechemeshes haminim. If someone makes a neder from tvua, only the chemeshes haminim are usher. So if you say tevua, dagon includes everything. If you say tevua, you're only usher from the chameshes haminim. Aval noidimena dagon, usher bakal. If you make a nether from dagon, you're usher in anything that's piled. Umutter beperoi se'ilan, you're permitted in fruits of yarak and vegetables. Okay. Says the Gemara, Lememra, are you going to say the Dagon called the Midgan Mashma, that Dagon is Mashma anything that you pile? Is that really true? Mase, Masa, Rabbi Yosef asked the Kasha from the Pasuk in Devei Hayamim. V'chifroitz Hadavar, when the matter became widespread, Chifroitz Hadavar, when the matter became widespread, Hirbu v'nei Yisrael, Reishis Dagon Tiroish v'Yitzar, Klal Yisrael gave in large quantities. The beginnings, the first of Dagon, of, let's say, grain, of the grape, of wine, v'Yitzar and oil, v'chol t'vuay sadeh, and all the produce of the field, Larive in great quantities. So after it says Dagon, it says V'chol t'vuos hasada. Now V'i amr Dagon called the Midgan Mashma, if Dagon implies anything that you make a pile out of, Mai chifroitz hadavar herbu, then what is it? Why does it say? You see, the Gemara doesn't really bring the main gist of the question. The main gist of the question is not from these words, Ma'ikifreitz Adavar Hirbu. It's not from the opening words. It doesn't mean to ask, what do you do with the words? And when it became widespread, the Kaiso gave in abundance. It's from, the question is, what do you do with the words, Dagon Tirosh V'Yitzar, if V'chol tvois sada says all the grain. That means obviously Dagon is not all the grain. How could Rav Meir say that all grain is mashma in Dagon, but we see the pasuk had to include v'chol peirais, v'chol tvois haaretz? Says Gemara, no. Really, Dagon includes all grain. And what does it mean, v'chol tvois hasada? La'asuya peiros ilan v'yarak. That includes the fruit of the tree and vegetables. Says the Ran, v'chroitz hadavar mikrohu b'divrei hayomim. It's a pasuk in Chronicles. D'bimei chizkiya lo hayu zrizin l'hafrish chumas ma'aser. In times of chizkiya, they were not energetic to be mafrish chumas ma'aser. Amar chizkiya, chizkiya got up. V'tikein, and he was masakein. Sheyaviu oisam beis Hashem, that they should be brought to the house of God. Uchsiv uchfreitz hadavar, it says when it was widespread, sheneschazga, it became strong. V'gavra takanasa shechizkia, hirbu b'nei Yisrael. Vi amre dagon kol demidgan mashma, mai v'chol tvas hasada, zaha kol demidgan have b'chlau dagon. All, when it says called the mid, when it says Dagon, it includes called the midgan. So then Vim Kain called to us Asad B'chlak. All the produce has already been included by called Dagon. Says Gemara La Suye Peros Ilan V'Yarak She'ein Oisan Dagon Mehen, that you don't make Dagon from them. So the Gemara continues. Rav Meir says Hanoi Der Menat Tvua. You're only also in the Chameshas Haminim, but Noi Dermina Dagon, Alser Bakoil. Amar Rav Yochanan Hakom Moidim, Benoi Dermina Tvua, everyone agrees. When you make a nether from Tushin, also Elamei Chameshas Haminim. You're only also from the five species. Meaning the Chachamim also agree. Which, by the way, should be Pashat. Of course, the Chachamim agree. You know, it definitely wouldn't Aser more than that. So Gemara asks, oh, one second, the Gemara says, Tanya Nami Hochi, Shavin, everyone agrees, but no idim natvua, if you make another from grain, Shein Asar Elamei Chamesha Saminim, you're only Asar in the five species. Says Gemara, Pshita, obviously. Obviously. What more would the Rabbanan are less inclusive than Rameir. What more could you include? Says Gemara, Mahu Detema Tvua Kol Mili Mashma. You would think, Tavua is all-inclusive. Kamashalan doi mashri kol mili. So therefore the chiddush is that it does not include everything. Let's see. Other ran. Ha-komoidim enoidim enatavua. The afagav de tonila b'masnisim b'lashan yachad. Even though the Mishnah brings it only as the opinion of Meir, divrei ha-koli, everyone agrees. Ma'u de tema tavua kol mili mashra. Mi de metargaminon. The fact that the Targum translates Tvua Alauta. Va'alauta mashma komili. Alauta means anything profitable. Kedamrina lekaman, like we say later on. So therefore, the chiddush is that no. Okay. Kamashma lon dulei mashma komili. The chiddush is it doesn't include everything. Says the Gemara, most of Rabbi Yosef asked, but the pasuk says v'chafreitz hadavar, when the matter became widespread, hirbu b'nei Yisrael, Klal Yisrael gave in large quantities the dagon and all the tvua of the field. Let's see what the lashon of the pasuk is again. The lashon of chafreitz hadavar. Here, Bubanei, so Rashis, Dagon, Tirosh, Vietzer, Udvash, V'chol Tvuos Hasada. So V'chol Tvuos Hasada, it's trying to say that it includes everything. What exactly is this question? What exactly is this question? it seems like the interpretation of Tvuos Hasada is the most all-inclusive phrase, because after it lists called Reishis Dagon Tiroish V'Yitzhar Udvash, it then says V'Chol Tvuos Hasada. So that implies everything beyond the five species. How could we say in other words, Tvua, we made a statement that only includes the five species. But that can't be, because we have a Pasuk, and the Pasuk already spoke about Dagon, which that itself included the five species. And then it says, V'chol Tvua Sasada. That means Tvua Sasada includes beyond the five species.
Who said the Lashon of Tanakh is the same Lashon as Bnei Adam? I mean, we had before that it's...
Who says the Lashon of Tanakh is the same as Bnei Adam? I think because this Pasuk is actually narrative, and therefore this Pasuk... Look in Tosfos. Tosfos seems to say that this pasuk, my words are microscopic. Tosfos says, "Unehi de dagan de chsiv ba iraisa, masar de ganchal loymashma elahi minin." So, how could Rav Meir say that it includes pul hamitzri? Miu hahu de divrei ayam mashma kol mili. De'i b'lashon b'nei adam mashma kol mili. De'midagan hahu. De'i b'lashon b'nei adam mashma kol midi de'midagan. Hahu nami mashma kol mili. It seems like this pasuk in divrei hayamim was written in the way that people talk. Look at you. If you look in the rush says v'hayre on the second wide line. V'hayre shes dagon d'chsev b'kra. Haynu mash nikra dagon b'lashon b'nei adam. V'kol d'mi dagon mashma. It seems like this pasuk is so to speak written in the vernacular. Says Gemara. It's true, Tvua only includes the five species, but Tvua Sada is more inclusive. Fine. Bar Mar Shmuel Paked. Bar, the son of Mar Shmuel, he gave a command. He ordered his children, the Litnun Tleisar Alfizuzurava, to give Tarava 13,000 zuz. Min alalta de Nahar Panya. From the alalta of Nahar Panya. As we mentioned, alalta is the targum of Tvua. So, Shalchu Rava le Kameda Rav Yosef. Rava sent a shayla to Rav Yosef. Alalta hechi mekarya. What is alalta? Am Rav Yosef masnisahi. Rav Yosef says, what do you mean, what is alalta? It's a braisa. V'shavin b'noi d'min ha-tvua. Everyone agrees that if you make a nether from tvua, shein asar ela mechamesha saminin, that you're only asar from the five types of grain. So alalta is the grain. So Rava, you're only entitled to the grain. Amar le'abaya, Abaya said to Rabbi Yosef, mi dami, is it similar? Tvua loy mashma ala chamesh asaminim. The word tvua is mashma only the five species. Alalta kol mili mashma. Alalta is mashma all types. So even though Rabbi Yosef said that from what we learned earlier, everybody agrees that that Tvua is the five species. Still, Abayi says Alalta is more all-inclusive. In what way? Let's see the Ran. Bar marshmo pocket alalta echimikar shlohoilo the ravelito ella me alalta shayichaloi bar marshmo. Rav was told that he should only take from the grain that was designated by marshmoel. Eino yasa ella b'chamesha saminin v'havasriel ella Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef held the kivin alalta targum tvua. Who, since alalta is the targum of tvua, chamesha saminin b'chud mashma. It's only mashma the five species. Alalta kol mili mashma da alalta loshoin bia.
just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.